Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress Radio.
Right, my guest tonight, she is an amazing award-winning singer-songwriter. 30 years in the game. You know what? There's an absolutely awe-inspiring story behind her latest release. And also, we're going to be talking about why she's been absent from the scene. You both things are connected, and you'll find out how and why, okay, as we start our conversation with this lovely, lovely artist. So give it up and show some love for Veronica! Hey!
Wow! Hey! What an awesome introduction. Thank you so much.
I know you deserve it. And also, I mean, you know, we were just talking off air. It's been so long since me and you have spoken.
Ages.
Hey?
I know, it's been so long. We've seen each other, though.
I know, yes. That's the funny thing. We have bumped into each other, but on a kind of this kind of interview type thing, we've not done that in absolutely ages. But, big supporter of your work right from day one, all right?
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Of course. And, everyone right now is just talking about, oh my God, Veronica's back. you've broken the internet, all right? And, but it must be really overwhelming because you've not released anything for a little while now, but it must be really overwhelming that the fans from back in the day, they're still there and they're still excited.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so overwhelmed with the love and support that I've got with this new song, with my new single Gone, and I'm speechless. I'm so humbled. I'm honestly so happy.
Good, and we're happy as well. It's all about this new, brand new project, right? So let's just jump right into it and talk about Gone. Now, I know this is a very, very, very personal project to you, and a really touching and emotional and deep story behind it. So, do you know what? I'm gonna let you tell the story of Veronica. Talk to me about how the conception and where Gone came from.
So I was basically diagnosed with breast cancer in 2016 whilst I was pregnant with my third child. And long and short of the story was that, I went through this cancer. I had to have chemotherapy, radiotherapy. I had to have multiple surgeries. And it's a very, very difficult thing to go through. Anybody who's experienced cancer or experienced somebody in their family or a close loved one, relative, friend that's gone through it, you're not always lucky to see the other side. Mm. And I feel very, very fortunate that I'm still here and I've got a second chance at life. Mm. And I never even thought that I would actually come back to music again. Mm. But I've been so blessed to be able to have another chance at music. And this was my inspiration. My journey was my inspiration. I wanted to turn a really negative thing that has happened to me into a positive. And music is a very positive force.
Yeah.
And I felt, well, what better way than to, put pen to paper and start singing again and get my message out there, and maybe, I can help heal others, and I can maybe help give them inspiration and also heal myself.
Absolutely. And I was just going to say that, the whole process of sitting down with pen to paper and just letting everything out, Veronica, that must have been very, very therapeutic, just let it, just
definitely
shifting that load.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it was the hardest song I've ever written, because it was so emotional, so close to home. But at the same time, after I had done it, I just felt exactly that. It felt like this massive weight had lifted off, off my head and off me. And through this whole process even, the singles come out and I've been crying so much because it's so close to home, and it's coming back to music and doing this and then being able to turn it into a positive, it's been like, yeah, it's been really emotional.
Oh, bless. But back in the studio with Mr. Rishi Ridge, you know, I mean, you know, this is, you know, I'm calling it, you know, VR 2.0.
Got into it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, obviously you guys have worked so much together, you know, extensively in the past. You know, what was it like being back in the studio, you know, with Rishi? Was it just like old times, you know? Was the process still the same as it was, you know, back then, when you guys started?
Yeah, honestly, I absolutely love working with Rish. He's a phenomenal producer, and working again together was just like old times. You know, but obviously we've both evolved as individuals in our career. But it was just amazing. I love the energy that we bring together.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you touched upon the fact that, you know, this track, it's not, you know, it hasn't just helped you to heal. But, you know, with somebody who's kind of, you know, out there, you know, who has a status, you know, in the social media, you know, it's a beautiful thing that, you know, you're able to actively spread the awareness, you know, of breast cancer, you know, and, yes, you know, for people who, you know, who are scared, or, you know, who may not even be aware, you know, are, mm-hmm, you know, I guess, you know, it's kind of pushing them to go and, I guess, get themselves checked.
Yes, definitely, because I teamed up with Cancer Research, and, you know, my whole thing was to speak out and bring awareness, try and get rid of this stigma that we Asians have about going for checkups, you know, going to find out what's wrong, you know, if something is wrong, get it seen to, because, you know, we can save lives. Yeah. You can save your life. That's, you know, that's what I was able to do, and anyone out there is able to do it. You just got to, you know, if you've got elderly parents, or, you know, mums, grandmas that are, you know, kind of a bit, you know, hesitant or worried or shy to go for their mammograms and stuff, you know, support them, go with them, make sure they get these things checked, because the sooner a cancer is found, then, you know, there's more chances of defeating it. So, you know, we've really got to spread the word, and we've got to support each other and just, you know, find a way to get through this.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Veronica live and direct on the phone. Veronica, we are about to play the new track, okay?
Awesome.
It'd be lovely if you can introduce it, and we will continue our conversation right after.
Cool. So, hey, everyone. I really hope you love my new single. It's called Gone, and it's a track that's really close to my heart. Enjoy.
It's a brand new one from Veronica, produced by Rishi Ridge. It's called Gone. And we have the lovely Veronica up on the show right now. Veronica, I tell you what,
hey,
it gives me goosebumps every time I hear that song. Man, those lyrics are just proper deep, man.
They are.
But
definitely.
Absolutely. Now, you know what? You know, your kids now must be a little bit old enough to know, you know, what mommy does. You know, so, you know, Maya, Isha, Veer, you know, how supportive are they of mommy's, you know, of their career?
Oh, my gosh. They're just so cute. I mean, for them to see me now doing what, you know, I do, because they've known of it, but yeah, they've never seen it.
Yeah.
So now they're coming with me to, like, radio interviews and filming and this and that and studio, and they're just, like, in awe. They're just like, wow, this is mummy. So it's really cute.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. We got to talk about this video, this amazing AI video. And I love the concept. I love what you've done with it. And, it kind of, you know, from start to finish, you know, it kind of charts your kind of, I guess, your journey, you know, in the game. So, you know, yeah, talk to me about the psychology behind this video.
So my concept was to do an AI video,
yeah,
and to represent myself, you know, at the peak of my career, on stage, performing, singing, you know, world is my oyster. And then this cancer comes into my life like a wave and just, you know, destroys my life. And you see me like in my hometown in London, and then, you know, sweeping me across through like to India, Mumbai. Mm. My roots and heritage are, and you see the dark shadows and characters that are following me, which is, you know, the darkness, the cancer,
yeah.
And then, you know, end up in New York. So, you know, all these places I've performed and toured, they're also like dear to me. And then at the end, somehow I rise up and I'm back on stage and I turn into a phoenix,
yeah.
Which represents, you know, new life,
yeah.
And a second chance.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, just love and positivity to you, Veronica. Love and support for you always, man. You know, it's just absolutely inspiring. You know, it's just beautiful. You know, I'm as a radio presenter, I'm speechless for once in my life. But you're here. You know, but you're back. Like you said, second chance. And
yes.
You know, you've set up your own label. Where are we going? What's the direction, Veronica? You know, I'm sure you're bursting with ideas and creativity. You know, you know what's coming.
Definitely a lot more music. Yeah. I'm just so happy to be back in studio, being creative, writing. You know, it's so exciting. So definitely lots more music coming.
Good, 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 good. And, you know, I guess because it's your own label, you know, you've got that full creative freedom, you know, to kind of make the music that you want without, you know, management or label kind of breathing down your shoulder going, maybe you can do it that way. Why don't you do this?
it's really exciting because I've got complete creative control.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard sometimes to put, you know, business head on as well, but that's what comes with the package.
Yeah.
You know, but it's amazing and it's really exciting because, you know, the world is my oyster now.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Veronica, come back and speak to us, you know, real soon, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, it's been way too long, all right? Excited about everything that you've got coming up. You know, we love Gone. For everybody that's locked in right now, Veronica, you know, sabko kya kehna chahti ho?
I would like to say, you know, thank you so much for all your love and support over the years. You know, like you said, you know, I've been in this industry for like 30 years. It's a long time, but I'm so privileged and honored to be able to be back and watch this space.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Veronica. And Veronica, I'm going to play you out with this. I wonder when the last time you heard this was.
Press play. Subress Radio.
Yeah.
Veronica.
Veronica, thank you once again. I will catch up again real soon.
Thank you, Akshay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.